Good morning and welcome to the Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Angelina Campanile. It's 10 a.m. Central on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Here are some headlines to start your day. The Northwestern University coronavirus dashboard updated over the weekend. It reports 160 new positive cases, a new high since February. The university is now in week two of optional masking on campus. The city of Evanston received $500,000 in federal funding Monday to expand access to solar power. The money will be used to launch the Evanston Accessible Solar Program to install solar panels on low-income properties. A new study published by the Journal of Animal Ecology reports that many species of birds are nesting and laying eggs nearly a month earlier than they did 100 years ago in the Chicago area. The reason? They suspect climate change. Democrats in the General Assembly proposed another anti-crime package to support police. It offers unspecified grant funding for recruiting and training candidates, storing body cam video, and expanding mental health services for first responders. Looking abroad, today the European Union's executive branch proposed a ban on coal imports from Russia. The European Commission president says the ban is worth 4 billion euros per year, and the EU has already started working on additional sanctions, including oil imports. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Angelina Campanile. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You could also listen to these stories live during our next news show tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of the Daily Cat.